Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from British Citizen, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I'm a British citizen born and raised in London, England. I'm a 22-year-old skinny black dude. My height is 6'6", but I still get no women. I'm not a virgin and my body count is currently 2. I've had a corn addiction since the age of 10, and nowadays I end up watching trans porn. Am I gay or am I just a bad porn addict incel? I don't drink alcohol or smoke or go to bars and nightclubs, etc. I have no friends, I have no vehicle, but I do have a motorcycle, and I live alone in a one-bedroom apartment with no pets. At the age of 15, I went to prison for attempted murder, and because of that felony, I'm not allowed into the United States, Canada, Australia, etc. I now hired a skilled Canadian immigration lawyer to get me into the country, so it could take another 1 to 2 years for that to get approved. I hate the UK and London, so I want to start a new life in another English-speaking country, using the IE visa route, International Experience Visa. So should I move to Canada, Australia, or New Zealand? Thank you. Well, British citizen, or BC for short, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You already sent me a similar request, but you didn't mention your trans attraction or how you almost went to prison for attempted murder. There was a video I was watching recently. It was discussing scientific brain scans for people with an attraction for trans women versus regular women, and there were no discernible differences between those that were interested in trans women versus the straight. But before plastic surgery, female hormones, makeup, and laser hair removal, there never would have been enough of a feminine appearance in a biological male to trigger an attraction from a straight male. There would basically be no trans women. You see, it seems that for most people, there's an attraction to either masculinity or femininity. BC, you're attracted to trans women, which don't exist in nature. It's a construct that caters to the four things that men are most attracted to, including boobs, bums, feet, and dicks. Fat women were laughed at and mocked 20 to 25 years ago. And you were a laughingstock if you dated one, and you'd be the butt of all the jokes. No pun intended. Today, they laugh at tranny chasers instead. In another 10 years, I suspect that a lot of the stigma will be gone and it'll become socially acceptable. Come back and ask me if people think you're gay in another 10 or 15 years, because even the conservative groups are accepting trans women like Blair White these days. Also because there are so few men attracted to trans women, they can pretty much have their pick of them. That's just your fetish and I'm into weird furry stuff, and who really cares? You're not the first guy that's been wondering about this attraction and asked me all about it. But I don't want to make this video about your attraction to biologically males in disguise. You also didn't mention that you went away for attempted murder. As you know, until you figure that out, there won't be any immigration for you to any other English-speaking countries. What I find interesting is that there's a lot of internal immigration in the Commonwealth or in a place like Canada. Minority men are seeking out opportunities in the countryside in rural places, and so are men of European descent. Immigrants and migrants are starting to realize that the West is no longer the place to go to have a good life. First, many migrated to England, then migrated to other countries looking for the best life possible. Eventually, there won't be anywhere good to go to unless you want to live in a tent city in Paris or Toronto. A couple of weeks ago in Toronto, they asked an African man who recently came here if he still would have come here if he knew he'd have to be sleeping in a tent. He said that he would have stayed in Africa if he knew the situation was this bad. I suspect that immigration, both legal and illegal, will crash when people can't live the good and easy life in the West, and then the Western economies will stop growing, and the debt-based money system based on fiat will collapse. Populations will collapse as people stop having children. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to, you know, the West is screwed when men are thinking of migrating from one Western country to another looking for the good life and trans women clown world show. BC, you asked me if you should be moving to Canada, Australia, or New Zealand. Canada will most likely be the most welcoming place because people stopped being racist for the most part here in the 1980s. Before that, they were even racist to people from Eastern Europe. skin color didn't matter as much as your country. I always used to think that as Western civilization crumbled, that people of European descent would flee in massive numbers to majority white countries, abandoning their own countries to the migrants that they welcomed in. But now I suspect that the migrants will follow them wherever they go, once they realize that it's not a physical place that makes a city wealthy and well-managed, but it's the people that are in it. Having a fine arts degree and hanging around artists my entire life, I noticed that the normies would invade the artsy parts of the city and try and capture a piece of their cool for themselves. I suspect that white people are going to end up like artists, being followed around by successful and wealthy minorities, trying to get a piece of the social environments that they create. Either that or they'll build their own compounds and keep the so-called riffraff out. But that's not possible on a large countrywide scale. Just look at South Africa as an example of what the future's going to be like. I suspect that many countries and places like Eastern Europe will end up defending their borders and restricting foreigners at a certain point. But then again, I might be wrong about that as well, because Japan sacrifices homogeneous population to allow immigrants in to stave off a collapse in the economy as well as pensions. I suspect that we're going to see the rise of the nomad capitalist, guys that travel from one country to the next that don't set up a community but just move from one place to another. Eventually, most of the physical world and the men with means in it will travel from one fancy part of one city to the next, and the rest of the world will end up looking equally poor. There won't be any more opportunities for people to move from one place to another for a better life. A better life will be whatever bubble you can afford to make for yourself wherever you are. British citizen, there are plenty of guys out there I've spoken to that have found affordable homes in the English countryside. Why are you willing to uproot your life to move to Australia, Canada, or New Zealand that have some of the largest real estate bubbles in the world right now? We're on the brink of financial collapse in Canada. A few weeks ago, I saw Canadian politicians going into full panic mode due to the high cost of living and debt. Even the US regulators are sounding the alarms about Canada, saying that our debt problems could threaten to spill over into the United States. The real estate markets are about to crash thanks to high interest rates, and I don't see them coming down anytime soon. In the previous video I made for you, I said that Saskatoon would be an affordable place to live in Canada if you became a trucker. But beyond that, there aren't really all that many affordable places left in Canada. You could go to the United States, but I find that they tend to be racist there. BC, there are so many people all over the world that would kill to be in your position of living in the UK. No pun intended. Yeah, you want to get out. There are tons of people trying to get into Canada these days, and when they do, many of them actually want to go back to their home countries, or they head to the United States for a better quality of life. Thanks to globalization, it seems that every Western country is heading down the same trajectory, or multicultural ruin, until people from other countries just decide not to arrive here anymore. It might get to the point where guys such as yourself, BC, travel from country to country like gypsies, making some decent money for a few years, and then leaving and going someplace else for yet another opportunity. Either that or just working remotely. While I don't think the civilization will actually collapse anytime soon, I think that the competent guys that are above average will still be able to find work and thrive. But if you're just an average person, don't expect to move to a prosperous region in your country or another country entirely, and then suddenly be on Easy Street. That's something that ended in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s that's going to be reserved for the hyper-intelligent and for those that are lucky enough to have some family money and inheritance behind them. BC, you coming to Canada is nothing more than keeping the cost of labor down and therefore inflation down for the people that are already here, so they can pretty much continue to enjoy their decent standard of living. The same goes for Australia and New Zealand. You're going to come here and pay for a phone and gas for your car or motorcycle, and pay taxes to keep the people that were here before you continuing to receive their healthcare benefits. Do you really want to come to Canada and be a useful idiot, bringing up Canada's nominal GDP or gross domestic product, so that people that own telecom, bank, and energy companies' stocks can continue to collect their 4-6% dividends? You come here and basically become a modern-day sharecropper. You just be a resource to be consumed by boomers and Trudeau's government. He also expects you to vote like a useful idiot for his Liberal government too. I think that's about all I got to say in this video. In case you missed the other one, it's called The Best Way to Escape the West. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to British Citizen for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you might be fantasizing about smashing a trap as we speak, which is gay today, but it'll probably be culturally accepted as being straight in another 10 years. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video of today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, Trudeau's government keeps letting in people, even if they've been charged and convicted of attempted murder today. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.